Then the image abruptly vanished. Distressed, Lily shook the sapphire, trying to bring the woman back. But there was nothing more.
"I'm sorry," Tyr told her. "Even the little things will tax me for a while."
Lily stared at the sapphire for another long moment, and then handed it back to him. Something seemed to tug at her as the jewel left her fingers, and Lily had the odd sense that a piece of herself had gone with it. Seeing part of the future was almost worse than seeing none of it at all. She turned the vision over, wondering whether it was real, whether the baby was a boy or a girl.
"A boy," Tyr murmured beside her. "It'll be a boy."
"How can you know that?"
"Sometimes I just know."
He smiled at her, but Lily had the sense of something hidden behind his eyes, some future that she couldn't yet glimpse. Tyr didn't elaborate, only clasped her shoulder.
"But that's years away. I have something else for you, something much closer."
"What?"
"Look out there."
Tyr pointed to the north.
"That ship, the third away."
"The white ship?"
"No, the one just past it."
Lily squinted. The sky had lightened to a deep cornflower now, and she could just glimpse the ship he meant. A faint dark stain to the north, barely visible through the fog that clung to the surface of the ocean. "What about it?"
"One of my best people is in charge of that ship. She's been with us for a long time, ever since she was 14 years old. 2 prison sentences under her belt, and she's not afraid of anything. Dorian worships her so much that she even tries to dress like her, do her hair the same way."
Something struck inside Lily, a deep vibration like a bell. She stared at him, her eyes wide and pleading. "What's her name?"
"Madeline Freeman."
Lily turned to stare northward.
"I promise you, Lily, you'll heal."
Tyr's footsteps retreated, but Lily barely noticed, too busy staring at the third ship. Maddie's face, the last time she had seen her, her hair tied in knots, and a black skirt 2 inches shorter than the dress code. A teenage girl, trying to look like a woman. But now, Maddie was a woman. Lily's eyes searched the eastern horizon, looking for the tiniest hint of white against the blue. The first faint sign that there might be land in the distance. She thought of something then, and called softly after Tyr. "Maddie's a diabetic. She needs insulin."
"No, she doesn't."
Lily stared after him for a moment, then turned back to the north. She couldn't think of Maddie, she realized, or she would go insane with waiting for the journey to be over. So she boxed her sister up inside her mind, putting her away. Someday she might see Maddie again, if all of this was real. She thought again of that fantastic vision inside Tyr's jewel, and for a moment she wondered if she was crazy. But she knew she was not. "A boy," she whispered. Tyr had said so, and she believed him. She placed a hand on her own flat stomach, her eyes full of tears. She could almost feel him in there, this child who was still years in her future. Tyr was not lying, nor was he crazy. Lily would have a son. She would bear him in the better world, and she would raise him to be free. She had already named him Jonathan. This is Davina Porter. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Invasion of the Tearling by Erica Johansson. This program was produced by John Marshall Media. Executive producer, Katie Ostroka. Text copyright 2015 by Erica Johansson. Production copyright 2015 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.